Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to go prop shopping.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio joined this today and a lot this week by Cody Decker as Joe O is on vacation. And we got a lot to get into here before our show ends. We'll get to lightning bets about an hour from now. We'll look around the NBA coming up with a guest from out in Milwaukee. Rami Makhlouf will join us, host 1250 AM, The Fan in Milwaukee, about 40 minutes right now. But what we have to do right now, Cody, is do a little prop shopping. As we look around, and today's a big baseball day, obviously, as the week starts, and we hit on some of the games we like and angles, but prop shopping, K props for pitchers, home run props for hitters, which this show has done a great job on, kind of where our eyes lead us to some of these games. And I'm going to throw this one out to start. Sometimes the best props come from games that you're not even going to watch, or you didn't even think you'd watch, right? Like, it's not like the Giants or Dodgers. It could be a game like, all right, that game, but you dive in, you're like, man, this is a good prop there. And this one that I think you're going to hear maybe later on in lightning bets, but it's one I'll throw out right now because I like it a lot. Kyle Gibson, who's done a really nice job for the Texas Rangers. He could be on the move, you know, in a week or so on the trade deadline, going up against the Detroit Tigers. And you can find his K prop on PointsBet right now, Cody, at 4.5. And I noticed this today as I looked at his game logs. His last three games, 10 strikeouts, seven strikeouts. Cody, he's flying over this. Kyle Gibson's not really a strikeout pitcher. He hasn't been in his career, but he's getting swings and misses lately. The Tigers strike out. I like that one with Kyle Gibson over 4.5 strikeouts.
You have convinced me. I like that one as well. You mentioned you had a home run prop. Guess what? So do I. I got one in the game that is the game we're talking about, and that is the Dodgers and Giants, because at the end of the day, there is no better offensive threat against the San Francisco Giants in these last 5 years than Mr. Max Muncy. He is going to hit a home run tonight at Dodger Stadium.
You know what? I'm glad you brought Muncy up. So we've been doing this thing. We Joe and I have our guys, right? And we kind of look ahead with some awards. And a couple weeks ago, Joe brought up the idea, because we were having a discussion of, all right, if DeGrom doesn't win the MVP in the NL, and, you know, Tatis has had injury issues as well with his shoulder. Like, who's going to win that award? And now Acuna's gone for the season. Mm-hmm. Like, if there has to be somebody else, let's say DeGrom stays on the IL for a while. Let's say Tatis goes back on the IL. The award would suddenly be open. Cody, if you look at it right now, the guy that is number two in the National League in WAR and wins above replacement, it's Max Muncy. Joe put a ticket on him a while ago at like 100-1, or it was a big number. Max Muncy might be the most underrated, really tremendous player in baseball. No one talks about him. He's like the engine that's kept the Dodgers go all year with all the injuries they've had.
Not just this year, last year too, the year before that. Keep in mind, the Dodgers have arguably the second best record in all of Major League Baseball right now. They only got one starter in the All-Star game, and that was Max Muncy. Max Muncy has been an absolute star for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And he's very much of the same ilk of Justin Turner. Both guys were cast-offs from their original organizations, didn't know if they were ever going to play again. Both became all-stars and superstars. It's just, they're both amazing stories. But yeah, Max Muncy, if you're going to start looking at players to really put money on to be a potential MVP, especially now seeing Acuña Jr. out, like you just mentioned, and now DeGrom going down, Muncy is not a bad place to put your money, but my money is going actually a little more south to San Diego, to Manny Machado. I think Machado's about to have a monster second half.
Yeah, and you know what you're getting with Machado? You're getting great defense as well, right? So it's not just the offense. We know he can hit his 30 home runs and a bunch of doubles, but he's a – I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone as smooth at throwing the ball from third base. Cody, I've never seen Machado. And I lived, actually, north of Baltimore for a year. So I went to a lot of Orioles games. It was like 2012 when he first came up. I've never seen any third baseman – he was a shortstop when he was young – but any third baseman – put the ball on the first baseman's chest. I've never seen the first baseman have to move his glove at Machado. It just goes to the glove every time.
Let me tell you, as being a professional infielder that made it all the way to the big leagues, it is maddening, and I mean maddening, how easy Manny Machado makes difficult plays look routine. Like, and I mean, I'm talking about impossible plays that I can't even make, and he makes them look like they're the easiest play in the world. Bare hand plays, balls that are almost all the way to the dugout that he throws guys out by three steps. Manny Machado is just on a different level defensively at third base than almost anybody in the game, including Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, now Arenado, the way he can gracefully get to the ball, shows him moving in, is amazing. But just throwing the ball, and you said it, making hard plays look easy. Machado is the top of the list for me. I'm going to throw one more K prop before I give you a home run here, Cody. Tony Gonsolin's pitching tonight for the Dodgers. Now, he was banged up, missed a lot of the year with a shoulder issue. He's been back for a couple months now, kind of working his way back in. It was really good last year for them, you know, basically as a rookie. But you look at him, his strikeout numbers are creeping up here. And he doesn't have to do much tonight to get over his 4.5 number. So in the last five games, four games started, five games total, 20 innings pitched, 22 strikeouts. So he has begun to go over, you know, basically more than a strikeout per inning, or just about that. 4.5 tonight, the Giants lineup, for as deep as it is, and they do it for a lot of power, they strike out. You know, the Giants are bottom 10 in baseball in strikeouts. National League lineup, so you're going to have the pitcher batting at least once when Gonsolin's in the game. I like that number tonight, 4.5. I don't think he's going to strike out 10, but give me five innings, six strikeouts, something like that. I think Gonsolin gets over tonight.
I think that's a very good pick. I think he can get over that 4.5 pick. I'm a little hesitant because of the shoulder injuries, and I don't know how deep he's going to be able to go into this game. Because as you mentioned, that Giants team, he's got some pop. They could accidentally put a four spot on him in the first inning. So that is something that does concern me. But if he goes five innings, I think he's got five Ks in him without question.
Yeah, that one's a mistake there.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out. You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
That's a good one. I really do like that one. I mentioned it earlier. I like the Angels in the first five innings. Otani going those first five. I don't expect him to go past the first five, but I do think him in the first five, I think they're going to have the lead over the A's going into the sixth inning.
All right, let me give you, let's talk some home runs here. So one that jumped out to me today is Trey Mancini, who's great. I mean, what a story, right? We're all rooting for Trey Mancini to overcome what he overcame to come back. I thought it was awesome last week to watch him in the home run derby, and he performed really well in the home run derby. So Trey Mancini, I'm a big fan of. And I saw tonight he's going up against Ryan Yarbrough for the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, we know with the Rays, Yarbrough is not going to pitch nine innings. You know, they're going to get him out before he faces the lineup three times. So I'm taking a chance that he gets him one of the first two times. But if you look at Mancini's numbers in his career off of Ryan Yarbrough, he has 21 plate appearances. He has already three home runs off him. He's slugging like 800 off this guy, righty versus lefty. You get a plus 310 tonight, plus 310 for a Trey Mancini home run. Cody, I love that one.
As much as I want to say I love that one, I love the matchup for Trey Mancini. But like you said, he does not going to get a chance to face him three times. He only gets him twice if he's lucky. So it's because of that makes me a little more hesitant on that bet. That being said, the matchup is there. So it's a very, if you're going to do a home run prop bet, it's about as good as you're going to get.
Oh, I mean, it is about as good as you get. How about this? So I was looking at this one for the Mets and the Reds. We talked about that game earlier with all the runs that could be scored, with Gutierrez going for the Reds, Jared Eichhoff, who really has become kind of a journeyman now, just pitching because they have so many injuries. I like this one just to capitalize on those two pitchers starting the game. We'll see what happens when the bullpens get involved. But the total runs scored first three innings of Reds-Mets in a hitter's park, 3.5. I mean, you get 2-2 game, you get a 3-1 game early, one of these two pitchers blows up, 3.5 total runs scored for the first three innings. I'll go over that total. I think we get runs early with the Mets and Reds.
I think you're right, but I don't think you get it on the Mets side. I think you're going to get it on the Cincinnati side. I don't think that's a team that – I think that's a team that could easily score four in the first three innings, even without Cassiano. So I like that pick as well.
Yeah,
I have one that's really, really catching my eye, and that is runs in the first inning. Now, normally I'm usually against first inning runs, but today Chicago is facing St. Louis, and they got a pitcher on the mound that has a 27 ERA in the first inning, and that is Jake Woodford. And I really like that matchup for the Chicago Cubs. I think they're going to put up a three spot in the first on Woodford and move that ERA into the 30s.
You know what you need to do with that? You need to capitalize on betting the Cubs with offense before they trade all these guys away. You know, right? Like in a week, Chris Bryant's probably gone. You asked, I think earlier you asked Bob Nightingale when he was joining us, Javier Baez, we'll see on him. But just think about that Cubs lineup and what it is right now. And there's, you know, there's obviously really good hitters there, really good offensive players. In a week, you probably go nowhere near a Cubs first inning prop because, like, we don't even know who's going to be hitting for those guys. This is the time to do it.
Absolutely. You got about a week and a half left to place this bet. So you might as well do it now because in 2 weeks, it's not the same bet. I mean, you might be getting Boat back, which will definitely help a little bit for the Cubs. But at the end of the day, they're punting on this season. So
they're out. Yeah, they are out. And I'll throw one more home run prop at you. I love the home run. This show, Cody, we've had a crazy run the last month or so. We're one of us, whether me or Joe or Paul or Jay, like one of our crew here, has been hitting these home run props every night. So it was a couple in my head. So the first one I mentioned was Trey Mancini. The second one, and you don't get as good of odds on this because of who he is, but Joey Gallo, plus 220. So last time he faced Casey Mize, it's Tigers and Rangers tonight. Last time he faced Casey Mize down in Texas, he went deep. Have you noticed what's happened to Gallo here? Like, so he was one of the guys that struggled so much against spin rate. And if you look at his numbers since the beginning of June, right, when the spin rate started to go down because MLB said, we're enforcing this now. He has 15 home runs since June 4th. Like, ever since they took the spin out of the game, Joey Gallo has become the best power hitter, maybe not named Shohei Ohtani in baseball. I like this one tonight. Mize gives up a lot of fly balls. Gallo hits the ball at any ballpark. I like Joey Gallo to continue the hot streak. He's been on a crazy run for now a month and a half.
I agree with you. I think that's also a great pick. It's so funny you bring up those spin rates. This is not a prop bet, but you know what's a pitcher who's absolutely been devastated by these crackdowns? Edwin Diaz over in the New York Mets. His numbers have fallen off intensely since the crackdown began. So anytime you can have it, put a prop bet of him giving up a run in the ninth, go ahead and take that bet right now.
Yeah, that's one of those where you live bet the Reds tonight. If it's like 3-2 or 6-4, whatever it is in the ninth inning, the Reds are coming up with Winker and all those guys. Yeah, it's amazing how many of these guys have struggled, like really struggled. ERAs go from like 1 to like 9 with the spin rate gone. We knew it would change things, but for some pitchers out there, it has drastically changed things. All right, here's what we got coming up next hour. We're going to talk NBA Finals game number 6 with our guy out in Milwaukee. Are the Bucks going to close this thing out? And on the other side here, Cody, we got to dive into a little game of fraud or for real with World Series contenders. We know the top, right? We know the Dodgers and the White Sox and all those guys. But what about the tier right underneath? Who's a fraud? Who's for real? Who can actually win the 2020 World Series? We're going to dive into that with all the odds. Joe Giglio, Cody Decker. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.